Calvin County Funding Corp. Roll call, please.
All right, I was on mute. Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Sykes is absent. Mr. Siegel? Mr. Siegel's absent. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith is absent. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther is present. Mr. Perello?
Here.
Mr. Perello is present.
Okay, first order is approval of the minutes from the February 8th special meeting. A motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second it.
That Carol. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? I don't believe there's any bills or communication, correct, Jen?
That's correct. That's correct.
So there's one resolution authorizing the approval and execution and delivery of a bond modification agreement and relating to documents with respect to issuers 2014 bonds issued for the benefit of Sullivan County Community College Dormitory Corporation. A motion?
Move it.
I'll move it, Susie.
Paul first, Susie second. I just want to disclose that my brother's on the board, but there's no reason I can't vote on this, in my opinion. So I plan on voting. So I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. Any other business?
Two other items. One is Jen wants to get into the record that we have written off the Apple small engine loan as of December 30. So other than just making a note of it in the minutes, the borrower and both guarantors either were discharged in bankruptcy or their bankruptcy cases were terminated. Nobody has any assets. Probably should have been written off a long time ago. That was a Sullivan County Funding Corp loan, wasn't it, Jen?
Correct. Yep.
So there's no action that needs to be taken on that. Just be aware.
So it'll be in the minutes. Fine.
And the other thing that I wanted to report is that as of yesterday, the Sullivan County landfill phase two parcel was transferred from the County of Sullivan to Sullivan County Funding Corp. And I have now taken a file downstairs where people more competent than me practice law. And they will be preparing the necessary option or contract for transfer to an entity owned by Kono, who also is the owner of the entity which purchased the building where they used to store the voting machines. And I wanted to get some input from the board on how you feel we should structure that. And I would like to get that input because I don't want to be in a position where he can't perform. And we have to then negotiate to get it back, which is something that I believe, Joe, you're aware is happening right now at the airport where there was a lease and the person can't perform, and now you have to figure out a way to get the lease terminated.
Right. Yeah.
I want to learn from that and not be in the same position. So
are you talking about the person was a company that's supposed to build that a couple $1 million hanger that pulled out of the deal? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they had not agreed to pull out of the deal, you'd be stuck with a deal. Somebody'd have a piece of land leased and you wouldn't have a hanger. So, I mean, that's not somewhere that we want to be.
Right.
So how do you suggest, or what are you comfortable with in terms of the transfer of this property on the outbound side to this entity of Konos? Timing-wise here, we have a PAAA notice, the general quarterback. I believe that's a 90-day notice period, Jen?
That's right.
So if we get into contract by the middle of March, the earliest we'd be able to close would be the middle of June. The buyer needs to perform a boundary survey. They've already hired Peter, Zach, and Fowl for that purpose, and they need to take a site plan to the Village of Monticello for site plan approval to build a building here. I looked back last night at the model that we used when this property was under consideration by an entity controlled by Butch Resnick. And we did an option agreement where he had the option to buy it at a fixed price, but there were conditions precedent to the exercise of that option, which he never met, so the option expired. Barbara mentioned another possibility, which is to do a contract of sale, but include a provision in the deed that if he does not build at least X square feet by a fixed future date, say 2 years from closing, that the LDC has a right to buy the property back at a right, an option to buy it back, not an obligation to buy it back, for the same price they sold it at. I don't know if any of you have a concern with this or not, but if you do, now's the time to give us guidance.